तन्विभिन्नोत्तरः अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे दशमः पाठः जून् मासस्य दशमः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरतमां नमेमति गम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्यत वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते कारकप्रकरणे कर्मकारकम् अधीयते यदि बुद्धिप्रत्यवसानार्थशब्दकर्माकर्मकाणाम् अणिकर्ता सणौ गत्यर्थकानाम् ज्ञानार्थकानाम् भक्षणार्थकानाम् शब्दकर्मणाम् अकर्मकाणाम् च प्रयोगे अणौ यः कर्ता सहणौ कर्म भवति इति सूत्रम् येन प्रयोज्यकर्तुः कर्मत्वम् नियम्यते सो ओन्ली इन् द प्रयोग आफ् दीस् धातुस् द प्रयोज्यकर्ता दट् इस् द कर्ता वेन् देर् इस् नो निजन्त विल् गेट् कर्म संज्ञा वेन् देर् इस् निजन्त प्रयोग दट् इस् वेन् देर् इस् अ प्रयोजककर्ता In all other cases, he will get kartrutva and the vibhakti based on that. So, there are several vartikas which are associated with this sutra. As we saw initially, there is ni vahyorna, ni and vahas. They have gati included in them and therefore gati gatyarthakatvatu karmatve prapte na iti nishidhyate. So again, anishedha or an exception for the nishedha. Niyantra kartra kasya vahyeh anishedha. If niyanta or sarathi is the karta for vah, there is no nishedha for karma. So those two are exceptions for gati. And then for bhakshana we had adikhadyorna. And jalpati prabhrati namupa sankhyanam. And etc. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'll be back in just a second. She says a lot of words. Yes, she's very good. So, Shabdayatirna iti vartikam. Shabdam karoti ityarthe shabdaya iti namadhatu. सो धातवः द्विविधाः सन्ति ये शुद्धधातवः अर्थात् धातुपाठे उल्लिखिताः भूवादयो धातवः इत्यत्र भू अद् इति दशगणाः सन्ति तेषु दशगणेषु प्रायः द्विसहस्रं धातवः उल्लिखिताः ते शुद्धधातवः सराद्यन्ता धातवः इत्यनेन सन्नाद्यन्तानामपि धातुसंज्ञा विधीयते सन् इति सन् प्रभृतयः द्वादश प्रत्ययाः सन्ति तेषां प्रत्ययानां योजनेन ये शब्दरूपाणि यानि शब्दरूपाणि निष्पाद्यन्ते तान्यपि धातुसंज्ञकानि भवन्ति सो इन् दोस् सन् अण्ड् अदर् 12 प्रत्ययस् देर् आर् टु कैण्ड्स् वन् इस् वेर् यु आड् अ प्रत्यय टु अ धातु अण्ड् यु गेट् बेक् अ धातु लैक् सन् यु हेव् पठ् You add sun. Pathu itself is a dhatu. You add sun, it becomes pipatisha. Pipatishati pipatishataha iti punaha dhatu. Pipatisha iti sannantaha pi dhatu. There are other times where you add a pratyaya to a pratipadika and it becomes a dhatu. Like this. Shabdam karoti. Shabda iti pratipadikam. Tasmat kyam iti pratyaya. So kyam iti pratyaya krute dhatu tvam nishpadyate. So kyam is in that list. Sanadi shu kyam pratyaya antarbhavati. अतः सनाद्यन्तधातवः इत्यनेन धातुसंज्ञा भवति एतादृशाः धातवः नाम धातवः नाम नाम प्रातिपदिकम् यत्र प्रातिपदिकात् धातुः निष्पद्यते नामधातुः इति उच्यते शब्दाय इति नामधातुः क्यङन्तः इदानीम् अनेन वार्तिकेन किम् उच्यते शब्दाय इति क्यङन्तधातोः अणिकर्ता णौ कर्म न कथं प्राप्तिः इति पश्यामः शब्दायतेर्न इति व्याख्याने शब्दं करोति इत्यर्थे शब्दवैर इत्यादिना क्यनि शब्दवैर कलहाभ्र कण्मेघेभ्य करणे इति सूत्रम् तेन क्यङ् प्रत्ययः क्रियते शब्द य क्यङ् इत्यतया इत्यत्र अस्य असत्सारधातुकयोर्दीर्घः इति दीर्घे सनाद्यन्ताः इति धातुत्वे स्थिपानिर्देशः शब्दायति नाम शब्दाय इति धातुः भूधातोः भवतिः इति उच्यते तथा there is one pratyaya which is exclusively for dhatu nirdesha that is for indicating a dhatu so the word shabdayati indicates the dhatu called shabdaya so shabdaya iti kyananta dhatoho anau karta nau karma na iti vaktavyam iti arthaha iti vartikasya arthaha udaharanam diyate shabdayati devadattena devadatta shabdayate So, Devadatta makes a sound. Somebody else makes him make the sound. So, Devadattena Shabdayayati. Shabdayayati iti Shabdaya dhatoho niganta prayogaha. Devadattaha prayojya karta. Tasya karmatvam nasti. Ataha kartratve sati Devadattena jitratiya vibhakti shruyate. देवदत्त शब्दायते यज्ञदत्तः देवदत्तेन शब्दाययति सो नौ कथं प्राप्तिः इति प्रश्नः गति बुद्धि इत्यादिषु कुत्र अन्तर्भावः शब्दायते इति अतः उच्यते वीक्षितैः धात्वर्थसङ्गृहीतकर्मत्वेन अकर्मकत्वात् प्राप्तिः अयम् अकर्मकः धातुः Says this dhatu is akarmaka. How? Dhatvartha sangrihita karmatvena. Dhatohu karma dhatvarthe eva antarbhavati. Shabdam karoti. So shabdam karoti. He makes sound. So the karma is shabda. Tadapi dhatvarthe shabdaya iti dhatu eva antarbhavati. Ataha dhatvartha sangrihita karmatvena akarmakatvat. Praptihi. So it is an akarmaka and therefore it would have got, I mean the gati buddhi would have applied. Gati buddhi pratyavasanartha shabda karma akarmakanam. So akarmakatvat praptihi anena nishidhyate. So that bhatvartha iti vyakhyane. So devadat, just before that, shabdayayati devadatteneti. Shabdayate devadattaha tam yajnyadattaha prerayati ityarthaha. देवदत्तस्य कर्मत्वाभावात् प्रयोज्यकर्तृत्वमादाय तृतीयैव अत्र शब्दकर्मकत्वात् प्राप्तिः इति भ्रमं निरस्यति सो सिन् शब्द इस् द कर्म हि शब्दं करोति इति शब्द इस् द कर्मकारक सो शब्द अतः तेन प्राप्तिः इति भ्रमं निरस्यति सेज् इट् इस् नाट् बिकास् इट् इस् अ शब्दकर्म बट् बिकास् इट् इस् अन् अकर्मक सौ धात्वर्थेति शब्दकर्मकम् उत्पादनम् शब्दाय इति क्यणन्तस्य धातोः अर्थः सो वाट् इस् द धातु मीन् इट् मीन्स् द जनरेशन् आफ् शब्द शब्दकर्मकम् उत्पादनम् शब्दकर्मकम् उत्पादनम् शब्दाय इति क्यणन्तस्य धातोरर्थः एवं च शब्दात्मकम् कर्म धात्वर्थे अन्तर्भूतम् सो द कर्मकारक इस् इन्क्लूडेड् विदिन् द धातु अतः शब्दाय इति क्यणन्तधातुः अकर्मकः कथम् धात्वर्थ बहिर्भूतकर्मकत्वम् एव सकर्मकत्वम् इति सुप आत्मनः इति सूत्रे भाष्ये प्रपञ्चितत्वात् सो इन् दट् सूत्र द भाष्य हि डिक्लेर्स् दट् ओन्ली वेर् देर् इस् अ सेपरेट् कर्म विच् केन् बि शोन् सो द ओन्ली दट् इस् ट्रीटेड् अस् सकर्मक इफ् द शब्द द कर्म हेज् इस् इन्क्लूडेड् विद् इन् द धात्वर्थ इट् केनाट् बी ट्रीटेड् एज़् अ सकर्मक धात्वर्थ बहिर्भूतकर्मकत्वम् एव सकर्मकत्वम् इति सुप आत्मनः इति सूत्रे भाष्ये प्रपञ्चितत्वात् तस्माद् अकर्मकत्वादेव अत्र प्राप्तिः इत्यर्थः एवं च शब्दाययति सैनिकैरिपून् इति कर्मप्रयुञ्जानाः परास्ताः रिपून् सैनिकैः शब्दाययति राजा इत्यस्ति सो राजा सैनिकैः रिपून् शब्दाययति सो द king through his servants, he makes the enemies make sound. Yeah, so ripun shabdayati, there is karma being used there. So which is wrong, because this says shabdayate na, when there is usage of shabda, first thing, there is no original karma for shabdayate because it is an akarmaka, and if it is a prayojya karta, then there is no karmatva by this vartika. So either way, so ripun shabdayati iti na bhavati ityastha. Okay, so yeah, it is at this point where there is a huge discussion in the Tattvavadini also says that, but there are other vyakhyanas where the bhashya itself, where they take the bhashya and say how this is wrong and so on. So all that depends on the point in the bhashya discussion is about shabda karma. What exactly is shabda karma? And what are the exceptions to it, and so on. So there are two pakshas there, as Ravichandranji was mentioning. So there is one paksha which considers shabda as the kriya, where the action involves shabda, or where the karmakaraka is shabda. So there is a vartika which is valid in one of these pakshas and not in the other. And this vartika, shabda yatirna, is derived from that discussion. So, but let's not go into it now. So stick to the mula, because it will take us to. So the next point he says, what is an akarmaka? Akarmaka is of different kinds. One case where there is no karma possible, right? Say there is tishthati, there is hasati, etc. There are cases where the karma is not intended sometimes. It's called avivakshita karma. So when you are saying, okay, mata kim karoti, mata pachati. So the intention there is only the action, that is pakakriya. It is not intended to say kim pachati iti prashnaha nasti, vivaksha nasti. Okay. So when a question is like mata kim karoti, there is the intention of the question, the person who is questioning, and the answer is only the action, kriya, kim karoti. So it is not kim pachati, of course. When there is mata pachati, there could be a question, kim pachati, and an answer, so there is a karma pada possible. But when there is no vivaksha, when you are just saying mata pachati, it is an akarmaka prayoga, avivakshita karma. So we also treat avivakshita karma as akarmaka, because there is no karma pada in that particular context. Okay. So there is a shloka here which Ravichandranji has also quoted. So dhatvar arthantare vatehe dhatvarthen upasangrahat prasiddhe ravivakshatah karmano karmika kriya. That's a very pretty popular shloka which says about akarmaka. There are three kinds of two kinds of akarmakas. The first thing he says, dhatu or arthantare vritte, where the meaning of the dhatu itself is different. Say there is a dhatu which is, in some cases it could be sakarmaka, in some cases it could be akarmaka, depending on the context. An example is there in the same karika, where they say vahati. Vahati is to carry. Say bharam vahati, ityarthe karma sambhavati. Nadi vahati, the river flows. Tasmin arthe dhatu akarmaka, because of the intrinsic nature of the dhatu. It depends on the dhatvartha. The dhatu itself is used in two very different senses. So in one particular sense it could be sakarmaka, in another sense it could be akarmaka. Dhatu ho arthantare vritte. Dhatvarthena upasangraha. That is what we discussed just now, where the karma is included in the dhatvartha. Devadatta shabdayate. So he makes sound, where sound is the karma, but it is included within the dhatvartha, therefore there is no separate karma. That is an akarmaka. Also, prasiddhehe, that is another thing. So there is avivakshataha. Yes, prasiddhehe, avivakshataha. Varshati is also there. वर्षति, देवः वर्षति, वर्षति किम वर्षति, वर्षति इज टू रेन समथिंग, सो किम वर्षति इज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन विच इज यूजुअली आस्क्ड, देर आर स्पेशल केसेस वेयर वी कैन से पुष्पम वर्षति और समथिंग इज, बट इन द यूजुअल सेंस इट इज आपः, दैट इज जलम वर्षति इति प्रसिद्धि, द जलम नीड नॉट बी टोल्ड, सो वर्षति इज एन अकर्मक इन द जनरल सेंस, दैट इज जस्ट वर्षति इज यूज्ड व्हेन इट मीन्स जलम वर्षति, प्रसिद्धे है, वेर इट इज द कर्म इज known to everybody, so it is not mentioned separately. So jalam varshati is not an accepted prayoga. Varshati ityeva, kim varshati iti na bhavati. Yatra pushpam varshati iti vishishtaha prayoga, tatraiva karmanaha vivaksha bhavati. Samanyataha karma na bhavatyeva. And again, avivakshataha devadutta pachati, kim pachati iti vivaksha nasti, ataha akarmakaha. So there are different kinds of akarmaka. So what do we take as akarmaka in this particular case? Kasya akarmakasya grahanam atra iti prashnaya. Yesham deshakaladi bhinnam karma na sambhavati te atra akarmakaha natu avivakshita karmanauti. So he says the akarmakas here are the pure akarmakas, which means येषां देशकालादि भिन्नं कर्म न संभवति, देयर इज नो कर्म पॉसिबल अदर देन देश काल एटसेट्रा विच वी सॉ इन द वार्तिक. अकर्मक धातु योगे देश कालो भावो गंतव्योध्या च कर्म संयुक्तः, सो दैट एक्सेप्ट दोस काइंड्स, दैट इज वेयर देश इटसेल्फ व्हेन देयर इज अविवक्षा ऑफ अधिकरण इट इज ट्रीटेड एज कर्म एंड सो ऑन, सो अदर देन दैट वेयर देयर इज अ प्योर कर्म इज नॉट पॉसिबल ते अत्र अकर्मकाः, ओनली दोज अकर्मकाः आर कंसिडर्ड हियर, न तो अविवक्षित कर्माणः अपि, अविवक्षित कर्म वेर कर्म देयर इज नो विवक्षा, सो सच अकर्मकाः आर नॉट कंसिडर्ड हियर, सो दैट इज व्हाई ही गिव्स एषाम इति व्याख्याने, सो जस्ट बिफोर दैट ही गिव्स द पूर्व पक्ष और हे द व्याख्यान गिव्स वाई द क्वेश्चन वाई दिस एक्सप्लेनेशन अराइजेस. So about 4 or 5 lines before the pratika itself, it starts. Nanu masam aste devadattah tam prerayati masam asayati devadattam ityadattah ityatra devadattasya prayojyakartuh karmatvam nasyat. Asadhatuh gatyadishu anantarbhavat. So it says devadattah masam aste. So deshah. कालवाचकस्य कर्मत्वम् अस्ति, मासम् आस्ते, मासे आस्ते इत्यस्य स्थाने मासम् आस्ते इति भवति, सो देवदत्तः मासम् आस्ते तं प्रेरयति, देवदत्त मासम् आसयति इत्यस्ति, सो शुड देवदत्त गेट कर्मत्व हियर और नॉट, आस धातु इज एक्चुअली अकर्मक, किन्तु अत्र मास इति कर्मपदं श्रूयते, सो देयर इज अ कर्म हियर, देश काल इटसेल्फ इज बीइंग ट्रीटेड एज अ कर्म, सो व्हाट विल हैपन, should there be karmatva here or not? So he says, since it is not an akarmaka in this case, that is, there is a karmapada, so there should not be karmatva. Nanu masamaste devadattaha tam prerayati. And sat masam asayati devadattam yajnadattaha. Actually, karmatva is desired. Devadattam asayati ityeva. Ityatra devadattasya prayojyakartuhu karmatvam nasyat iti akshepaha. अकर्मकत्वं नास्ति अस्यां दशायां, कर्म श्रूयते, अतः न स्यात् कर्मत्वम्. आसधातुः गत्यादिषु अनन्तर्भावात् न च अकर्मकत्वात् अन्तर्भावः इति वाच्यम्. अकर्मकधातुभिर्योगे इति मासस्य कर्मतया मासेः अकर्मकत्व असम्भवात्. इट् इस् नाट् एन् अकर्मक, सिन्स् यु आर् हियरिङ्ग् द कर्म एस् मास, सो देर्फोर् इट् शुड् बि किञ्च. And in the other case, so this is one akshepa. In the other case, odanadi karmanaha avivakshaya, when the karma for a sakarmaka dhatu is not vivakshita, odanadi karmanaha avivakshaya, devadattah pachati, pachayati devadattena yajnadattaha ityatra, prayojyakartuhu devadattasya karmatvam syat. Kimartham, tadanim pacheha akarmakatvena gatyadishu antarbhavat. So in both cases there is a problem. सो हि डिफाइन्स इट वेरी क्लियरली येषाम इति येषाम देशकालादि भिन्नं कर्म न संभवति ते अत्र अकर्मकाः इदं प्रकृत सूत्रे भाष्यकयटयो स्पष्टम् सो taken up in both bhasha and kayata and it is very clear. So only those which do not have any karma possible other than deshakala. So even if there is karma pada as deshavachaka or kalavachaka, they are still akarmaka. Other case, even though karma is not mentioned explicitly, if it is possible to have a karma, it is still treated as a sakarmaka and not as an akarmaka. So that is why he gives an example. Tena masa masa yati devadattam ityadav karmatvam bhavati devadattena pachayati ityadav tu na. So you have it. Devadattaha masam aste yajnadattaha devadattam masam asayati. So yadyapi kalavasakasya karmatvam asti tathapi ayam akarmakaha dhatuhu tadbhinnam karma na sambhavati ityataha akarmakaha प्रयोज्य कर्तुः नौ कर्मत्वं भवति सो दैट इज व्हाट सो इवन दो देयर इज कर्मत्व पूर्वोक्त लक्षणं किं लक्षणं येषां देशकालादि भिन्नं कर्म न संभवति ते अकर्मकाः इति लक्षणं आश्रित्य अकर्मकत्वम् अस्ति अतः नौ कर्मत्वं भवति सो इन अदर केस देवदत्तः पचति देवदत्तेन पाचयति सो कर्मणः विवक्षा नास्ति किन्तु धातुः न अकर्मकः अतः अणिकर्मत्वं न भवति सो दट् इस् अबौट् द सूत्र गतिबुद्धि प्रत्यवसानार्थ शब्दकर्म कर्मकाणाम् अणिकर्ता तणौ एनि क्वेश्चन् Which is the Saptami? Shabdakarma Karmakaranam is Shashti. Which is Saptami? Sorry, the first one. No, Anikarta is Samasta Pada. Ani is not Saptami. Yes, yes. Anikarta. Nihi. Nihi nama Nich. So, न णिच अणिच अणिच अणि अणौ यः कर्ता अणि कर्ता सो नी इज नॉट सप्तम इट इज यस यस नो 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 इट इज वी सॉ आई थिंक इन नो 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 अणि इज नो 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 अणि कर्ता इज वन द द अणौ कर्ता अणि कर्ता द बालवन नमगे विग्रह आल्सो सो नी इज अणौ कर्ता अणि कर्ता So, anikarta is one word. So, ni, a, ni. So, ni is the, now is the saptami of ti. Ni is ikaranta, nich. Any other question? The next sutra is also the same prakarana. That is anikarta sanam itjeva. So, hrukroho anyatarasyam. Paradvayam asti. Hrukroho. Hrukru ityasti. Satayohu. Hrukru ityatayohu dhatvohu. Anyatarasyam. Vikalpena bhavati. So, katritratamam karma ityataha karma ityanuvartate. Pratibuddhi sutrati anikarta sanau ityanuvartate. So, karma samyavidhayakam panchamam idam sutram. Hrukroho. हृ कृ एतयोः धातोः अणौ यः कर्ता सः णौ वा कर्मसंज्ञः स्यात् विकल्पेन कर्मसंज्ञा भवति हारयति कारयति वा भृत्यं भृत्येन वा कटम् सो भृत्यः कटं करोति अथवा भृत्यः कटं हरति इति प्रयोगः सो करोति अण्ड् हरति दे आर् नाट् इन्क्लूडेड् इन् दट् लिस्ट् सो यु डु नाट् हाव् इट् इन् गति बुद्धि एक्सेट्रा So, since there's a question before that, even if Ani is Saptami, can it not be okay? Saptami of what? Of which word? Ani can be the Saptami of the word Anna. But what is Anna? The Pratyahara Anna is not being used here. Anna is a Pratyahara, but it does not make any sense in this particular context. And here what is intended, what is the meaning? Ani Karta is the Karta of Anijanta Prayoga. Of Anijanta Prayoga is what is intended. So, Ani can be the Saptami of the word An, but what is An does not mean anything. An means the Pratyahara. The Pratyahara is not, there is no context at all here for the Pratyahara. And for the Nich, that is the word Ni, Nau Karta iti. So, Nau iti Uchyate. Nau iti Ni iti iti Saptami. So, if you are using Ni itself, it cannot be the Saptami of Ni, because the Saptami of Ni, like Hari is Harau, Saptami of Ni is Nau. So, it will not fit the meaning. Yes? You can take, I mean, this does not have ni, I mean, it is only ani. So, you can take it as na ni. I mean, if you are taking it as an apumsakalinga, you can take it as ani. But, what does it refer to? You can take it, I mean, yes, theoretically you can take it, but how will you do an anvaya to the other words of the sutra is the question. Yes, I mean, you can, theoretically, yes. That is unpossible. I mean, if it were the sutra, we could have said Sautratva Saptameha Lukya. That is one possible thing, but okay. So, Shadamapandi wants to say something. Yes, I have unmuted you. I think you have to unmute you. Okay, Shadamapandi, I have unmuted you. Maybe you should all. That is one. What do you mean by the word Ani here? That is what the sutra means. That is what the sutra means. Anau yaha karta, saha nau karma bhavati. So, but the question is, can you make it by taking Ani as a, I mean, Ani cannot be a Saptamyanta, that is true. But as she is saying, Ani can be, I mean, it cannot also be Prathamanta. You can take it as a Lupta Saptamyanta. If you want to make it a separate word, it can be taken as a Lupta Saptamyanta, which we do in many cases where we say Sautratvat Lupta. Because it is a Sutra, the Saptami has been deleted. So then it would have been Anau Kartati Yahartha Sayeva. So he is doing it. Anau karta iti padadvayam va, ani karta iti ekam padam va. The meaning is the same. The meaning is not changing. That is what you have to keep in mind. Whether you are taking it as anau ani karta iti padadvayam, tada api kim uchyate saptamyaha luk iti uchyate. Kimartham luk sautratvat luk. Yadata samasah kriyate samasatvat luk bhavati. That is all. It is still saptami of ani. That is anau is the word there. And the vibhakti has been deleted. If you take it as a single word, make it a samasa, since it is a samasa, samasatvata lukbhavati. Or if you are taking it as two separate words, sautratva, the word can, saptami can be deleted. So, in either cases, the meaning is the same. So now, should we take it as a separate word or as a single word is a question. So the Bal Manoramakara says Anaukarta Anikarta. He gives it as a Samasta Pada. It can be different words. One reason why they could treat it as a different word is Samasa Vidhayakam Sutram Nasya. So when you are saying Anaukarta, it is a Saptami Tatpurusha, but there is no sutra which gives the Samasa. That is Saptami Shaundaihi. Shaundadi Gana does not include Karta. So you cannot make it. So that is why you will have to make a Samasa, you have to do some other thing to get the Samasa there, which is probably Yusuf, Sahasupa. So probably some people take it as a separately. Maybe the Kashika teach it separately. I have not seen the Kashika. Maybe he teaches it as a yes. So that is one thing. I mean, when we get into Samasa Prakarana, it's right next to it. So it is a huge headache always. Exactly. That is the problem. And the question is, even great poets have done it. They have made samasas where it is impossible to split it according to the rules. So samasa is actually a big problem, where the artha seems to be correct. And you are saying anaukarta, fine. It is correct, but can you make it into a samasa as anikarta? That's a question. If it is Panini, he can make it because he is Pramana. But can we make such a samasa? So the actual rule says no. So samasa is very, very, when you look at it, it's very confusing, but finally that is the siddhanta. If there is a sutra for samasa, you can make it. If not, even if the meaning seems to be correct, and even if it seems to be correct intuitively, it happens many times where it looks, okay, it's a fine samasa, but there is no sutra. So it is not a correct samasa. So it is a very big problem with samasa. Problem as in problem for us, or maybe we're using it without complete knowledge of lakshya. So that is what happens. We tend to make many samasas which are wrong, completely wrong. Because there is no way you can justify it according to grammar. So it happens in many cases, not just in our prayogas. Probably it happens many more times, but especially with Saptami, a few samasas like Saptami Samasa, it happens even with the prayogas of many poets where you see that there is a Saptami Samasa, you cannot justify it. I mean, there are some ways to justify it. Like I said, Sahasupa is one where we'll come to it in the Samasa Prakarana, where any Samasa can be justified by that, but it is a Agatika Jati. There is no other thing and you have to justify because it is a Shishta Prayoga, you can use it. But otherwise, yes. They are wrong samasas. Many samasas are wrong because they are made in such a random way and it does not come through the sutra. Okay, so coming back to this, yes, that is one possible. There is nothing wrong. Ani is not saptami. Please keep it in mind. Ani is just a pratipadika in that case. Ani is a pratipadika where the saptami has been deleted. It should have been anau, but the saptami has been deleted, so it is Ani, the Pratipadika remains, so you have to still treat it as a Saptamyanta and a separate word, which is possible. Or you take Anikarta as a single word. Some meaning is the same. Okay? But you cannot take Ani as a complete Saptamyanta, the Saptami of An or something. Okay? So, Anau Karta, Nau Karma Bhavati. So, in that case, it is the same meaning. So, Anau Yaha Karta, Saeva Nau Karma Bhavati. Any other questions? Okay. So now coming back to this Harukroranya Tadasya. So we have Hru or Kru, which do not get Karma Samya by Gati Buddhi. So he says Anena Sutrena Vikalpena Karmatvam Bhavati Bhrityaha Katam Karoti Athava Bhrityaha Katam Harati Swami Bhrityam Katam Karayati Athava Harayati. So Bhrityam Katam Karayati Iti Karmatva Pakshe Yadatu Karmatvam Nasti Vikalpaha Ityuktatvate Tadabhave Bhrityena Katam Karayati Bhrityena Katam Harayati Iti Tadeva Uktichyate Harayati Karayati Va Bhrityam Bhrityena Va. So both are given as the option. सो हारयति कारयति वेति व्याख्यानम्। सो हरति करोति वा कटं भृत्यः तं प्रेरयति इत्यर्थः। अत्र प्रयोज्यकर्तुः भृत्यस्य कर्मत्वविकल्पः। हृक्रोः गत्यादिषु अनन्तर्भावात् अप्राप्ते विभाषा। सो देयर इज नो प्राप्ति बाय द प्रीवियस सूत्र। अप्राप्त विभाषा हृक्रोः अर्थान्तरे तु प्राप्त विभाषा। So there are some other senses where the dhatus may be used. Okay. So it says abhyavaharayati saindhavan saindhavairva, vikarayati saindhavan saindhavairva. So in this case as abhyavaharayati and vikarayati. So atra abhyavaharate hai bhakshanarthatva. Abhyavaharayati is to intake food. Bhakshanam ityarthaha. Vikarayati is to change its shape or to vikara is to ruin its shape, or that is vikara, or to change the shape, modify. Yes. So abhyavaharate hai bhakshanarthatvat, vikarayate hai akarmakatvat, and it is an akarmaka. Vikarayati iti akarmaka. So therefore in these two cases, there is prapti by gati buddhi pratyavasanartha. So, yadi prapti harti, tada tu prapta vibhasha. So, arthantare prapta vibhasha. Vastutaha dhatohu artha tasmin arthe tu aprapta vibhasha. It can be in both types. Okay. Okay, so going back to the saptami of ani. So saptami is of different kinds. One is what we call the upashleshika saptami, where tasmin niti nirdishte purvasya achi pare yaha yan bhavati. So that is what we call it as the upashleshika saptami. There is also a kind where we call it as the vishaya saptami. Okay. Neha vishaye, tasya vishaye bhavati. I'm not getting an example right off the mind. There are many cases where we call it as a vishaya saptami. So in that case, etc. So it can be. There is also sati saptami. But in this case, I don't think it, can it be sati saptami? Anau sati, that is nau asati yaha karta. Saha, nau sati karma bhavati. So, so also, I mean, yes, but so there is sati saptami or this is vishaya saptami. It cannot be pare. I mean, anau pare eha karta will not apply here because tasminate nirdishte purvasya, there is avyavahita purvatva which is also intended by tasminate nirdishte purvasya. So here the avyavahita purvatva, so when nau pare, that which is directly preceding the ni can only be the dhatu. Right, so the karta cannot be directly preceding the ni. So anau karta ityatra upashleshika saptami bhavitum narhati. So it cannot be that is the, like we say, achipare and bhavati. So if you look at the meaning, tasminiti nirdishte purvasya saptami nirdeshena vidhiyamanam karyam varnantarena avyavahitasya purvasya bhavati. So it is for a varna. And when you are doing a varna karya, there is purva, para, avyavahita purva, avyavahita para. Then only we use that saptami. Tasmin niti nirdishte. So if there is a karya which says anu bhavati, say for a dhatu he is saying nau idam na bhavati, then it can be upashleshika saptami. But in this particular case, it cannot be. Okay. So that saptami is not used here. Saptami is again of different kinds. I mean, we see again when we come to the adhikarana itself, we see there is upashleshika, there is abhivyapaka and so on. And so vaishayika. So there are three kinds of adhikarana. So it is not the saptami of that. It is not tasmin niti nirdishta. Okay. So there is one more vartika here. अभिवादी दृशोः आत्मने पदे वेति वाच्यम्। सो अभिवादी इति व्याख्याने हेतुमण्यन्तस्य अभिपूर्वक वदधातोः दिशि प्रकृतिकन्यन्तस्य च। सो दिस वदधातु प्रिसीडेड बाय द उपसर्ग अभि So anyanta it becomes abhivadayate. And drishi, the drishidhatu, the nijanta, darshayate. So atmanepade. Atmanepada prayoga. Nijantas are generally ubhayapadi. So there can be parasmepadi, there can be atmanepadi. So atmanepada prayoga. Atmanepade anau karta nau karma va. So anikartahu nau karmatvam vikalpena bhavati iti vatikena uchyate. Udaharanamasti abhivadayate darshayate devam bhaktam bhaktena va. Bhaktaha devam abhivadati athava pashyati. Okay. So there are two dhatus, one is abhivada and there is pashya. So bhakta is the prayojyakarta. Guruhu bhaktam devam abhivadayate athava bhaktam devam darshayate. Bhaktena devam abhivadayate athava bhaktena devam darshayate. Ekartha. So abhivadayate iti. Abhivadati nama namaskaroti devam bhaktaha tam guruhu prerayati ityarthaha. Kartrugamine phale nitaschayati atmanepadam. So there is atmanepada. Atra bhaktasya prayojya kartuhu karmatva vikalpaha. Aprapta vibhashayam. It is aprapta vibhashayam because it is not included in gati buddhi. Parasmaipadetu abhivadayati devam bhaktena ityeva. So there will be compulsory tritiya, that is kartratva. Pashyati devam bhaktaha tam guru prerayati. So darshayati devam bhaktam bhaktena va. Gati buddhi ityatra buddhi grahanena jnana samanya vachinaha eva grahanam iti uktam. So darshayati is actually not included in jnanarthaka because we saw that jnana there means only the jnana samanya and not the vishesha. But tathapi drisheshcha iti vartikena nityam prapte vikalpaha. So that will be prapta vibhasha. In case of drishi, there would have been prapta vibhasha. If you see, so parasmaipade drishidhato prayoge nityam karmatvam bhavati. Because drisheshcha is a vartika which says, guruhu bhaktam devam darshayati, bhaktam devam darshayati ityeva. Because there is karmatva by the vartika. Whereas in case of abhivadayati, there is no karmatva at all in parasmaipada. Guruhu bhaktena devam abhivadayati. So when there is atmanepada, it is optional. There is both karmatva and kartratva. Okay. Any questions? So that is about the karma samya. We have seen the original, I mean the karma initially. So kartarikshitatamam karma tatha ektam chanikshitam. Then we saw avivakshita karma, that is akathitancha. And then gati buddhi and shutra ranyatarasyam. So five sutras in this series which give karma samya. So there are three more which give karma samya for the adhara. So atishinsthasam karma, abhinivishascha and upanvadhyamasaha. Which we will see tomorrow. Enakshara samam naya madhigamya maheshwara kutsnam yakaranam proktam tasmai paanina ye namaha munitraya namaskritya tadukti shparibhavya ayyatrana siddhanta kaumuri yantirachyate.